The Israeli and Palestinian leaders have met for the first of a series of bi-weekly talks and agreed to hold their next meeting in the West Bank town of Jericho. It'll be the first time the two leaders come together in a Palestinian town. Both sides say they saw the meeting as a good beginning and a sign that the new Palestinian government might be able to engage its neighbours productively. Vice President of Bir Zit University and former Palestinian Minister for Planning is Vassan Khatib. He says the formation of the Palestinian Unity Government has also done much to improve Palestine's internal political situation.
Unfortunately, before the formation of this government, there was very unfortunate confrontations taking place between the different factions, including basically Fatah and Hamas, which put us on the edge of a civil war. The Makkah agreement between Fatah and Hamas and the subsequent government of national unity enabled the Palestinians to get out of this danger of a civil war. And for that reason, the internal relations under this national unity government is, relatively speaking, satisfactory from an internal Palestinian perspective. And that brings us into the current dilemma, which is that the Palestinians are interested in this national unity government, but the outside world is not very much happy with it. And since the Palestinian people are very dependent on the external factors, whether it is aid or Israeli behavior vis-a-vis the Palestinians, because Israel is still occupying the Palestinian territories, that puts the Palestinians in front of really very difficult options.